Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, we got to give a quick plug to our friends out in Holdridge, First Rate Ag. They do everything. They have crop protection, lawn fertilizer, and more. They've been in business for 25 years. You can call Parker or Chris at 308-995-8327 or go to firstrateag.com.
Talk to Parker. We have a conference call.
You do?
Every Thursday. And just to talk about ag. And what's going on.
You love that call.
Oh, I love that call. I was like, bring it in here. Let's go. Let's talk. And so we talked ag and what was going on out in the Holdridge area. So that was just great to catch up with them. Business is going extremely well.
What are they doing?
Their renewal rate is 99.6%.
Renewal rate.
How's that sound, Sip?
So the next year, hey, are you up for, you guys want me to protect your crops again next year? Yes, we'll renew. That's how good
they
are.
Say the percentage again.
99.6.
Jeez.
99.6.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we could only hope to have that.
I'd like to have that. I don't know what has that. For our show.
Maybe.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Can we get that many listeners to tune in?
To come back.
To come back and listen again. But it's just, I mean, think about this. Parker's busy, but he takes time to talk to the ticket. He takes time to talk ag with us. And
he has a conference call with you?
Every Thursday.
Thursday.
We have a conference call every Thursday right after the show. He talks about just some what's going on, where he thinks ag's going. What do you think? You know, talk about the election coming up.
Is there any shot of... Now, this is... I hate doing this on the fly. We shouldn't do it. But what about having him on the show for an ag segment?
That would just be brilliant.
That'd be brilliant. What it is brilliant.
An ag segment.
That would be brutal. Thank you, Steve.
Well, I'm not saying we do. It's just something we put on the table.
Yeah, let's have that.
You know, we love ag in this.
We love that conversation.
I've got shot down a lot in my life at the Journal Star ideas.
Like that. We want your ideas to come to life. Here.
A lot of my ideas are just the best. Summarily dismissed.
There's nothing that created a more positive workforce and energy than every time someone has an idea to shoot it down right away. That's always the thing you want.
I was shot down a lot.
Okay, I'll just shut up and move on.
Okay, exactly. I'll sip over here and get on.
Leave
sip,
ideas
just go write
to
a
us.
Column.
Write a call. How about that one? Try that one out.
Go bury yourself in your office.
And write a call.
Come out about 7 p.m.
With something on paper.
Yeah. It's the only thing you do well.
Leave us the ideas.
All right. So Parker.
Parker. Yes. Again.
And you guys talk ag every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Conference call. That's the ideal
conference call. You're getting pretty proficient at it.
I'm getting better at it. I really am.
You understand it.
Well, when I talked to Alec yesterday, we said, you know, they had some issues with some flooding out. And I said, well, what about Milo? He goes, absolutely. We can plant Milo as late as July 1st.
You're big on Milo.
I'm big on Milo. Really big on Milo. Yes. Enjoy that very, very much.
Very, very much. We got a special visitor here. DP's in the building.
There'll be no shooting down of ideas. Stephen Sipple.
You heard me talking.
No. We're an idea hub. It's what we do.
We
literally, it's what we do. Yeah. Good ideas, move it forward, do a good thing. Yes. How about that?
We embrace ideas.
How about that?
Thank you.
DP.
You just jumped on the mic.
You had to chime in.
You can do that. You can do that.
That's incredible.
All right.
Steve, I think you have it. I'm going to take this and run, if you don't mind, if I can try to work this out.
Excellent.
It'd be nice to have it. Yes.
You were a fan of Paul Harvey.
What? Oh, was anybody not?
Talking about radio. We're talking about radio.
Like Paul Harvey. It was Bill's era.
Imagine just hearing that. Imagine hearing that voice. What was 50 years? How long was he on?
A long time.
I mean, incredible.
But you'd listen. I'd listen on transistor radio sometimes. Yeah. But he had, I mean, he talked ag.
And he has a special one that he did about a farmer.
God made a farmer.
Yeah, God.
Come on.
It's incredible. It's one of the best.
It's iconic.
It really is.
It is iconic.
You have a chance. If you have young listeners right now, go to Paul Harvey. Was it God Made a Farmer?
God Made a Farmer.
And listen to that.
You could. I'm sure you could YouTube it.
Yes.
It's 100% on YouTube. Yeah. Check that out.
Check that out.
All right, we got Bill's Thrills.
It's time for Bill's Thrills. Here we go on a Friday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 to plan your financial future today with the free consultation. Bill?
Free consultation. Those guys also have something a little special that they want me to drop real quick. Fireworks season is about upon us.
Yes, it is.
And so if you can get into them today and Monday, they have a nice little investment package set up for you to build up firework money. Stop by and get it July 3rd, and you swing by. They have the big vault in the basement, and they're going to carry out a big wad of cash, and you can head right down to get fireworks.
Or just keep it for your fireworks.
If
there's not a stand open, I don't think there's stands right now.
Not right now. But no. The July 3rd is the pickup. So the stands will be open then.
Okay.
So they pick it up from the vault on July 3rd.
How much are you talking? Like a couple thousand?
Yeah. Probably like $2,500 to $3,500.
You know who will like to hear this is the stands.
The stands like to hear this. And so, yeah. You're talking,
if a guy walks in with a couple grand.
Right. If you have a, like you said, like your dad carried what? Like a big wad of cash, right? Yeah. If someone walks in like that, imagine walking into to see Scooter out
to Crazy Cracker or wherever.
Rolls out there, and he's got $3,500 cash.
Oh, God.
On the right way, it's going like, hey, here we go. All right. And think of what they're going to throw in free.
Punks.
What's a punk?
What do you need?
As many punks as you want.
How many smoke bombs you want? Remember those? I love smoke bombs. And then
take the
smoke bombs, when you got done with the smoke bomb, you'd take it out, then you'd put a firework.
Blow it up.
Yep. Yeah, that's like
fun.
Yeah, fun.
You could do that for 6 hours.
Yeah, you could do that for six hours. No one knows the fun either of like that. Because back in our day, it'd be different. We don't have any punks. Just get a cigarette from your dad. You'd light fireworks with a cigarette. That was common.
Better times.
You see a kid
it's
out there
better than a punk.
Just a third grader out there with a smoke in his hand.
take a drag off of it.
Instant photo op.
Just
right
lighting
there.
Fireworks off this baby. Oh. Beautiful. Better times.
I just think about that. You walk in to Scooter's place or Crazy Cracker with a couple grand.
Yeah.
You're going to get treated grand.
Really well.
You're going to get treated well.
Scooter would take you over to the Roca Tavern.
Oh, he would.
You'd have a free beer off of that one, too.
A couple beers.
And all you got to do
buy
is
buy a BLT.
BLT. BLT. Scooter, can I get a BLT? Darn right you can.
Yeah, well, you want
a couple grand in your wallet.
I'll go get the bacon from my house. This is incredible. So anyway, Dirk, Scott, and Ty are getting that done. So just get your money there. If you want to get, two large, three large.
Scooter says they have free punks, by the way.
Free punks. Free punks. Scooter's there.
But the BLT would happen for sure.
That would happen for sure. Thank you for Steve adding that.
Yeah.
It's a very fresh, summery sandwich.
It is a summer sandwich.
It is.
Yes.
The BLT in January.
You can do it.
It's seasonal.
It's seasonal. It's seasonal. It's seasonal.
People say that a lot. And it's an argument.
Yes.
Because it's good. It's good winter fare too. Mm. But you're right. It's much better starting probably about right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Fresh tomatoes.
Like today.
Fresh tomatoes.
BLT.
Might as well.
With Scooter.
That's right. Bill's Thrills Friday. What we got for us, Bill?
Yeah.
We're up.
Yeah, it's time.
All right. Here we go. Let's do that thing for us right there.
There's the flip.
All right. So we talked about this. This is Bill's Thrills. This is Wish I Was There.
Yes.
So I fell ass backwards into this.
Excuse me.
And one's not 100% yet, but it'll happen.
Bass Ackworth.
Yes.
Right?
I work for five Hall of Fame. What, you ever heard of Bass Ackworth?
Well, you said it wrong.
You said Ass
you
backwards.
Said the actual.
I fell ass backwards.
Okay. We know Bass Ackworth, yes.
Okay, yes. Poet. Keep going. Okay.
Well, I feel like a patriarch here. So I work for five Hall of Fame coaches.
Good God.
So Tom Osborne, Barry Alvarez, Kyle Whittingham, which will be a first timer, Urban Meyer, don't know if he's in yet, slam dunk. And then Ed Ogeron will get in also.
Yep.
So
Hall of Fame.
So I've worked for five Hall of Fame coaches. I don't know. That would be hard to say to have, like I said, to have that type of luck to be, and then around other brilliant coaches with that. Mm-hmm. But the five Hall of Famers. And so I thought, wow, wish I was there, because that was on the. I sat in meetings with all these guys, sat in with them, learned, mm-hmm. was right at the, you know, and had a great to each one of them right now. Each one of them, if I text them, they'll text back within 5 minutes. Bill, what do you need? What's going on? So kept a relationship with them also.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wish I was there. I wish at one point in time I was on Mike Leach's staff.
Oh, God, yes.
At some point in time, wish I was there, RIP. I couldn't imagine what it would have been like to have been on his staff for several reasons. One, just think of he's somewhat like the West Coast offense. He's a little bit like Walsh. That all the disciples, there's disciples everywhere right now that came off of the Leach tree of coaching. It's incredible, those who came off of that tree. And then also to be, for what he done, he did it all at Outpost. That's a coach. He won at Texas Tech. He won at Washington State. Washington State didn't get it. Are they in the Big Ten?
No.
No, they didn't ask. Don't even come. Don't even try. And Texas Tech.
They're in the Pac-2 right now.
Do you think right now the Big Ten's calling Texas Tech and saying, hey, listen,
nope.
The spot opens up. You're our guy. No, they're not. Mississippi State. It's
outpost.
One of the outposts. One of the hardest jobs in the world. Hardest jobs in the world. Success. I mean, just incredible the things that he did. And on top of that, a character.
Yeah.
I mean, to sit in his room and talk about pirates. Mm-hmm. And talk about all the different things. When someone says he's the smartest guy in the room, he's the smartest guy in the room.
He might be.
He's a lawyer.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He has his
law
degree.
He's a trained attorney.
Yeah, trained. I think he went to Pepperdine. Would that be right? I hate to throw something
right.
out.
I think
that's where
Hold
he
on.
Went.
You keep talking.
And he started at, BYU. But so, wish I was there. That was the staff. Anyway, I've been on five Hall of Fame coaching staffs. That would have been something to be on. And I bring it up for this reason. Because Mike Leach is at 59.6%, and they say he's not eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
he has to be 60%. They're saying 59.6 is not enough. And
Would that be a shame?
Yes.
Would that be,
it would be a shame?
I mean,
like, I think he had enough influence.
There should be screaming and yelling at this one of just like, no. Now they could actually round up to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the point is, if that doesn't happen, if Mike Leach doesn't happen, I don't know a more missed coach. Not having Mike Leach coach mm-hmm. and be alive at that, that's miserable.
I hear you.
He created just such a stir and buzz that it was incredible.
I think you're right. He got his bachelor's from Brigham Young law degree from Pepperdine, it looks like to me. What JD, Juris Doctorate?
That's right.
Okay. And he got something from the United States Sports Academy too. But yeah, people forget he also coached at Iowa Wesleyan. He was at Iowa Wesleyan.
That's where he started this whole offense.
Yes.
That's where he started the entire offense.
With the guy with a
mummy.
Hal Mummy.
You are versed.
Hal Mummy.
Hal Mummy, who coached with a towel around his neck. And sandals.
And sandals.
Yeah.
Now, that's a dude. Right?
That's a dude. Yeah. That's a dude. In Kentucky.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. So, no, you're right. You're right. Those guys were together at Wesleyan.
They built, and the disciples Iowa have
Wesleyan.
Come from.
Think about that for a second. Hal Mummy and Mike Leach at Iowa Wesleyan.
They were at Iowa Wesleyan.
That's a picture.
Just to be on that staff with at some point in time, to have been at Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. Or Washington State. Just, okay, what are we going to do? Here's what we're going to do. He called an entire game off of a note card.
You
see guys carrying around. If you just watch your guy at the Dolphins.
Mike McDaniel.
His call sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's highlighted. This.
Don't get me started.
There's like 200 calls on there. He had everything on a note card.
He did.
A note card.
He just put little dots on it.
Yeah.
There
how many times
dots.
He called it? What he, yeah. yeah what he called it?
And what side of the field the ball was on? That's all it was. That's all it wasn't anything.
He had prolific offenses off a note card.
Right. He did.
I try to think for Bill. You know, Bill has obviously a million stories that are great, but you would have had 2 million if you were with Mike Leach. You would have doubled your stories that you had in terms of every day.
If you were
every day.
Every
day.
Every single day.
Every day. It would, like you said, everyone that's ever interviewed was like going, yeah, we never even talked about football. We didn't get to it. But yet he was killing it at football. What would Mike Leach have done running his offense with elite NIL money? Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what would have happened? He never had it. Mm-hmm. He had Texas Tech, Washington State, Mississippi State, all outpost, all highly successful.
Moose told a story once that was interesting. Moose hired him. He said that he never called a meeting. Bill Moose. Remember Moose?
Yes.
He was an AD here, but he was an AD at Washington State too. He said he never called a meeting with Leach in the athletic director's office. He said, I would only go to his office. That way I could leave. Otherwise, he said, it might last 4 hours. He'd talk about so many things you couldn't get out of his office. So he said the meetings would always occur in Leach's office so you could get up and leave.
I'm sure you've heard, you're probably the one that broke the story of Moose meeting with him down in Key West.
Yes.
Moose tells that great story. He rode his bike over.
He rode his bike over and he was not dressed appropriately.
He's in cargo shorts.
Yeah, cargo shorts.
He rode his bike over to meet Moose.
With a white t-shirt.
White t-shirt and cargo shorts. That's how he met him like that.
That was the interview. You're right.
Mike Leach. Just remarkable. So wish I was there. Of all the luck I've had with the players that I've, I mean, the coaches I've coached with, I'd love to have had a moment.
You guys would have been very good together.
We would have thought some things were
good partnership.
Moose at least never got to work before 1 p.m. Moose said he had a recliner at the end of his bed in his bedroom with a little table there, and he'd break down film. His wife would come in around 3 and bring him a sandwich. He'd sleep till noon. Then walk to work while learning Spanish as he walked through a garbanzo bean field. And he did learn Spanish.
Come on.
Yeah, he did. That's what Moose said.
Garbanzo bean field.
Oh, yeah.
Wish you were there.
Yeah, the note card. Yeah, the note card thing was, he said the card was a football field. And wherever the ball was thrown, Leach would put a dot there. And if they're throwing too many times over the left hash, he sees that tendency and adjusts. It's just a bunch of dots. Yeah. That's all it was a bunch of dots.
And then seeing his...
It's not like your boy.
Mike McDaniel.
And seeing his on the sideline, he was like this.
Yeah.
Tell me when Leach freaked out. I don't think I ever saw it.
I don't think I saw it.
Screaming at officials, throwing his headset, nothing. He was just like this.
God, that's a good point.
And he was the smartest man in the room.
Because he he's an Eagle Scout.
Because he could talk about that. I didn't know. Did not know he's an Eagle Scout.
He's an Eagle Scout, and you're right, a trained attorney. Yeah. You're right. He's smart.
Think about that.
Eagle Scout and trained attorney.
How about it? Kind of sets me out of it right away.
Well, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible.
We went long, so I might just skip the game show today.
Oh, good. No, go.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, go.
Do okay. it.
All right. Call us up, 402-464-5685. A chance to win a business box of
Bengals
Joe. Today, of course, is a Film Friday.
You got to get Ben going.
Our topic is animal movies. Animal movies. Think you know your movies
okay.
that have animals
Tusk.
Featured.
If there's ever a chance to go 4 for 4 and 0 for 4, this is the one.
Give us a call right now, 464-568.
Ben, we're waiting on you.
Shut up, Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm so bad. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Animal movies are topic today. You guys don't feel great about this. Let's see how...
2 minute offense.
Ryan, yep. Ryan, you ready to play some animal movie trivia today?
I hope you guys are ready for the win because I will be clueless.
Okay. Well, I think we're all on the same page here.
This could be
Ryan Day.
Could be. Huh?
It could be, but it's not.
Okay.
Unfortunate.
Good to know.
All right, first question goes to you, Ryan. Here we go. What 1995 movie features a pig raised by sheepdogs on a rural English farm that learns how to herd sheep with some help from the farmer?
No clue. No guess.
Do you know this? Okay, read it one more time.
95 movie features a pig raised by sheepdogs on a rural English farm that learns how to herd sheep with some help from the farmer.
I like it, but it's a hard pass.
Pass.
That'd be Babe, the pig. All right, for the lead first question, what 1998 movie features a doctor played by Eddie Murphy who discovers he can communicate with animals?
I think I might know if you don't know. Do you have it?
No, you go.
I'm just going to...
Just do it.
Dr. Doolittle?
Dr. Doolittle is correct.
All right,
1-0 lead.
That could get us the win there.
Yeah. Ryan, back to you for the tie. Last question. What 1989 movie features Tom Hanks as a detective who must adopt a rambunctious dog in order for him to find a killer?
It's a really good movie.
Man, it's the year I was born. I think I know this. I'm going to have to take another pass.
No guess at all.
No, you got to guess.
Bold strategy.
Yeah, just take a guess.
I'd guess anything in the world there, Ryan.
Tom Hanks movie.
I thought you guessed something. No.
No, go ahead and pass.
Okay, I'll give you that one. It's fine.
Now, you're out. I know you know.
It's a simple one word, isn't it?
Oh, God.
It's not?
Don't be easy, easy.
I watched the movie.
You should probably pass.
Yeah, I'm passing.
Turner and Hooch.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I should have. Helped.
I did not.
I couldn't have helped, though.
For the win, Sip.
Steve.
And Bill can't help you.
You got to get this.
You're up 1-0.
Yeah.
What 1993 movie features an American bulldog pup, Himalayan cat, and a wise old golden retriever who embark on a long journey through the wilderness of the Sierra Nevada mountains in a quest to return to their beloved owners?
See the movie.
It's a good one.
It's 1993. It's a good movie.
I don't have to get this, but if I lock it down.
You take a guess.
Yeah.
I do know it. So.
Oh, boy.
Just got in.
5 seconds here, Sip. I won't repeat it. Five, four, three.
Return to Heaven.
Sounds like a good movie to me. It's not Return to Heaven.
Is that right?
What is that, Ryan?
Is it Homeward Bound?
Brilliant! We have a horse race.
It's correct.
There we go.
And we are in a horse race.
Yes, it just got real.
Yep.
It just went to overtime.
Yep. Sip, this goes to you. Ryan will go over under your number here.
Can we consult?
Fine.
We can consult.
All right.
Yes.
What was the film length in hours and minutes of the original Dr. Doolittle movie from 1998? How long was that?
It can't be that long. I go. Yeah.
146.
Okay. 146.
Hour and 46 minutes, Ryan, over under that for Dr. Doolittle.
Got to be under, right?
Brilliant!
hour 25 minutes. Not a bad guess, but an hour and 25.
Why even make a movie for an hour and 25?
It's for kids. Kids have short attention spans.
Why bother?
Why bother?
Why even go? Congrats, okay, Ryan. We'll get you bagels. Nice win today. We got to go.
Thank you.
All right.
It's a loss. Can you imagine back with that, what Bombeck dropped on us, if all of a sudden we had McEnroe and Borg here back in the day? It could happen.
Connors.
Everett.
Austin.
Unbelievable.
Navratilova.
Sampras, Agassi.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, too.
Agassi
That'd
be would
cool.
be incredible to see.
That'd be awesome. The spillover's next on Early Break.
Steffi Graf.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotions section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.